All right, everyone. We are in the studio with Greg Hicks and Laura Bernier of the Queen Swing Dance Club. Welcome to CFRC and our club takeover today.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Amazing to have you both here and so excited to hear more about the Queen Swing Dance Club. I've always been intrigued by swing dancing. I'm so excited to hear more about your club's activities. So, yeah, let's dive right in. Tell us about the club. Let's hear from you first, Laura.
Okay, so Queen Swing Dance Club is a social club. I believe it's been around since 1999. We're coming up on 26 now, I think, our 26th anniversary, but which is very exciting. And it's about sort of swing dance, which is sort of music from the big band era from the 30s and 40s. And every week we gather and we have a few lessons and we dance the music and we learn about sort of the culture and stuff surrounding that.
Amazing. What else do you have to add there, Greg?
That's the gist of it. Yeah, I really want to emphasize the fact that we mostly do jazz-based swing dancing. The term swing dancing is kind of like imprecise, I guess. There's a lot of things that people call swing dancing. We specifically do a few variations, including dances like the Lindy Hop, Charleston, and Balboa, plus some other stuff that gets mixed in there. But there's other dances like West Coast swing that we dabble in that aren't necessarily based in jazz, that are their own things.
All right, and tell us about your respective roles in the club and how you both got involved. Greg, let's start with you.
So I started dancing with the club back in 2013 when I was taking my first crack at grad school. And I've just kind of stuck around since then. After a few years, I started teaching classes, and we have a pretty varied teaching team, but I guess like nominally I'm the main instructor, but by no means I'm the only person who teaches classes.
And how did you get involved, and also why?
I just had a lot of friends who were already doing it just by sheer coincidence, and I'd come back to Queens. I had returned to Queens for grad school after my undergraduate, and I told myself if I'm going to stick around and kind of stay in this comfort zone, I have to at least pick up a couple things that are new and scary for me. And I'd never done literally any kind of dancing before in my life, so I figured that was a good choice.
Wow, so you went from no dance experience to now being an instructor.
Yeah, it's not as impressive as it sounds. There's not a lot of there's no licensing to be a swing dance instructor. It's really just I started doing it and no one told me I couldn't.
Well, that's great. Fantastic. Laura, over to you. Let's hear your story.
Yeah, so I currently am on the exec as a swing rep, which is basically sort of a communication between the exec and the general student population. Obviously, because we're dancing together, there's a lot of like close contact, a lot of like interaction. And if something that happens at a social event makes someone feel uncomfortable or just generally violates their code of conduct, they can come to me and I can bring it to the exec and we can sort of figure out what to do from there. How I got involved in swing dance was in my first year of university. I wanted something social to do, but something that also involved exercise, but I didn't really like going to the gym. So I decided swing dance had like a lot of fun, and they had like a first free beginner class, and I went along by myself, and I so that they got me from there, and I haven't looked back since.
This sounds like a lot of fun. And was swing dancing for both of you something that you'd always been sort of interested in before? Did you find whenever you've seen it, whether on stage at a play or a musical or maybe on the film screen somewhere, is like, wow, that looks really cool. What was it that attracted you to swing dance specifically as opposed to maybe other dance? Greg?
I already liked jazz. I played very briefly in a jazz ensemble in high school. And yeah, I wanted to learn how to dance, but the other types of dance that were available to me, the styles of music didn't really appeal to me, whereas I already liked jazz. I never actually had seen it in any context. I kind of missed the window by just a little bit of when there was sort of a brief resurgence in interest in it in popular culture. So yeah, just it was jazz. I wanted to do stuff to jazz.
Awesome. Laura.
Well, when like growing up, I was really into the old movies from like the 30s and 40s and 50s, like the big movie musicals. So like I when I learned heard the kind of music that they were dancing to at Swing Dance, I was like, oh, I'm kind of familiar with like the style, and I kind of like the vintage vibes there. So that's what sort of attracted me, was sort of ooh, vintage things.
Can you give us a description of what your club does on the day to day? You meet several times a week, if I remember from from earlier comments.
Yeah, so usually we have classes every Monday from like 7 to 8, and it's always a beginner class. Like you don't have, it's not a culminative thing. You don't have to come to one lesson, and then if you miss one, you're in trouble. It's always a beginner. We always go over the basic steps, and then afterwards we have like a social dance that gives everyone the opportunity to try out moves that they learned in a lesson or previous lessons, and sort of practice it in a sort of a social setting instead of just a lesson. But then also on Wednesdays, we have a little more specialized lessons because usually Monday we focus on one kind of dance called the Lindy Hop. So Wednesdays gives the opportunity to explore other types of swing dance as well.
Amazing. Anything else to add to that, Greg?
I just want to really double down on the part where I want to like be as emphatic as I can that it is always on the Mondays, it is always a beginner lesson. You do not need to have any prior dance experience. When I tell people they should come, they will say, "Oh, but I can't dance." And I will respond, "Well, good news, there's a lesson. We want you there. I don't care if you've never danced before. I don't care if you're horribly uncoordinated. I was, and now I'm teaching the classes. So there's nothing stopping you."
And now let's hear about the actual space that that you're practicing in. Greg, can we start with you?
Yeah, this has been a bit of a moving target for us. So for the longest time, most of our events we ran in the JDUC, the John Deutsch University Center, often in Wallace or McLaughlin Hall, which are lovely spaces, really kind of fit the vibe, nice hardwood floors. Unfortunately, the JDUC has been under renovations for a while now. So about since 2022, when we resumed operations, as after pandemic restrictions eased up, we've mostly been partnering with the Spire United Church, who've been really great about like finding us spaces to rent and making things possible. So that's just a few blocks up from campus, and you can't miss it. There's a big old spire above it. Our specialty lessons on the Wednesdays is in the Rideau Building on campus. Again, all very walkable from campus. And we are really hoping to get back on campus when the JDUC opens up again.
And now, tell us about the members that are coming out, and are there a lot of people? Laura, who's coming out to these events?
Oh my gosh, like there's such a wide range of people who come because it's not, even though it's like the Queen Swing Dance Club, we also allow community members to come in. So we have a great range. Like we have like first years just coming to Kingston and Queens. Then we have like community members from just the Kingston area, but also we have a good portion of grad students as well. So it's, I don't think it's not like for one specific group of people. I like it because I get to meet so many different sorts of people when I go to the lessons, and then I can learn from their life experiences, but also just swing dance experience as well.
And now, so tell us about some of the projects that the group is working on overall. So you have your weekly dance lessons that are on Mondays, and then a little bit higher level stuff happening on Wednesdays. But does this culminate in like a big dance-a-thon or a big performance maybe or something?
So we don't really focus a whole lot on performances or choreography. We used to do it a bit more. We've kind of trailed away from that just based on what the community's interests are. Usually what we work towards near the end of the year is we're gonna have our big end of the school year dance on March 29th with some events the evening before. We also are try I'm it, more generally I'm trying to work towards us bringing in more professional instructors from out of town so we can give people more opportunities to learn more stuff and expand their skill set. I feel pretty decent about my instruction, but I am but one man with a very limited skill set.
Laura, can you take it away and tell us a little bit more about this event?
Yeah, so our Silver Jubilee is coming up. It's really exciting. I think it's for 25th anniversary, but I think we're technically turning 26. We're kind of fudging some of the dates, and we're having a really big end of year celebration to celebrate the 25 years of the QSDC community and what great fun we have. It's Friday 28th and Saturday 29th, but mostly on the events around the 29th of March. And it's sort of a combination of different lessons and socials of different swing dance styles throughout the day. And sort of you can pick and choose what you want, but you can also just do all of them, and it's lots of fun.
Anything else to add to that, Greg?
Yeah, if we, like I said, we're offering, like Laura said, we're offering a few different things throughout the weekend. If you're like not sure what to try, the main sort of core event that I would recommend for people who are maybe interested in trying this out would be to come to the final dance on Saturday night. We'll have a live, but a local jazz ensemble playing, Ed Thompson 6+1. There's nothing better than dancing to live jazz. That'll be at the Great Hall of St. George's Anglican Church, and I will be teaching a, as I said before, very like ground up, totally basic introductory lesson in front of that. So if you want to come and try it out, even though it's our big end of the year event, we are still would be very happy to see people coming out for the first time for this.
Fun, super fun. And now, how can people learn more about this big event, and are there tickets available?
You can find, yeah, you can find more on our social media. You can find it on Facebook or Instagram, or on our website, queenswingclub.ca. Honestly, if you search swing dancing in Kingston, we're pretty much the only game in town, so you will find us. And we do have tickets on sale, for that event. There is an early bird discount, so if you buy in advance, you get $5 off whatever particular ticket tier you buy at. But we will also be accepting people at the door as well if you don't get around to it before then.
Awesome. And now for this big event too. So if students or community members also want to come out, is there something they can think about too? Like we're talking about vintage dances and vintage era and vintage music. How should people come prepared, Laura?
Well, I don't think like you need to be like thinking too hard about like what you want to wear or anything. I mean, I do know there are people who do like dress up. I might do a little dressing up, but I think you can sort of come as long as you bring like sensible dance shoes and like a good attitude. I'd be happy for anyone to come, and it's not even like even though it's a partner dance, you don't have to bring a partner. We sort of switch around, so it's I don't think there's a lot of like prep that people need to think about, particularly when they're coming to this event. I think as long as they're there to have a good time, I'm happy. Either way.
So there's also designated dancers then too. So if folks even just want to come by themselves, they'll find somebody to pair off with and be still able to dance.
Oh yeah, well maybe clarify on the structure. Like we don't like there's no like fixed dance partners either in our lessons or in our social dances. You just ask people to dance. And I'd like to think we've done a pretty good job of making our community pretty welcoming. So if you're new and people go, hey, that's a new person, you will most likely get asked to dance. There's none of that. Yeah, no need to worry about it. We will make sure you get to dance if you want to dance.
Nobody's going to have to be a wallflower.
Nope.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear. Amazing. We got a little bit more time and very important stuff. I'd love to hear more from you about how not only students, but also community members can get involved and why they should do so. Greg.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess sort of as a personal anecdote, as I mentioned, I started doing swing dancing when I was in grad school, and without getting into too many details, it was a harder time for me. I was sort of struggling like socially and personally in a lot of different ways, and having something to come to every week where I was exercising, I was meeting people, I was part of a community, was really, really valuable. So beyond just being like fun from like a creative perspective or from a for in terms of getting exercise, I think it's just like I'm really proud of how our community has become this like common meeting place and point of connection for a really diverse range of people in the community, including both students, Queen staff, and a whole lot of other people who are not directly affiliated with the university.
Laura, I'd like to hear your thoughts on community members and students getting involved with the club.
Yeah, I mean, it's again really amazing. At the beginning of each sort of school semester, we usually have a free lesson to sort of get people interested. Either people just coming to Queens and needing an activity, and then in January when people, come in with New Year's resolutions and they want to try something new. So that's always fun, especially those first months, even though they're quite busy. It's always sort of fun seeing all the different kinds of people. And again, I like the range. It's sort of nice to have different points of connection. Like currently I'm an undergrad, but there's a lot of grad students in the club. So I often go over and annoy them about the questions about the grad school experience. And sort of, I now have a lot of insight that I think some people don't necessarily get when they come to grad school. So I really appreciate that.
And now, importantly, too, how can people find the Queen's Swing Dance Club, learn more about it, and also, of course, sign up?
So I think I might have misquoted our URL earlier. So our website is probably your best bet to get everything in one spot. That's queenssdc.ca. Once again, if you just Google Swing Dance in Kingston, you'll get us. You can follow us on all the major social media platforms. We keep if you're not a social media inclined person, we do keep maintain an up-to-date event calendar on our website. If you go to our website, you can also find a link to our community Discord server, which where people will also share a lot of other related events happening in the area. We also have an email newsletter you can show up sign up for. But I want to be really 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 specific, really really clear about whether people need to sign up in advance. We do have memberships for the year that give you are kind of like a cover the expense of the lessons throughout the year, but you do not need to sign up or become a formal member to participate. I know I've said it, I think twice now, and I will say it again. You can just show up. Please just show up. We want you to just show up on a Monday before the lesson, ideally. Don't show up halfway through the lesson. That doesn't work as well.
Indeed, indeed. So, anything else to add before we close, folks? Greg.
Again, I'll say it a fourth time. I'll break the rule of comedy and I'll just really go like hammer this home. Like, you're probably, if you're sitting there going, ah, but when he says we want you to show up, he meant some other person. No, please come. And oh, actually, here's another thing to add. Sometimes we talk about partner dancing to vintage music. People maybe, there's some unspoken baggage that maybe sometimes comes with that regarding gender norms. I want to make it also really like super, super clear. We love our vintage aesthetic. We do not have vintage values. We do not expect people to dance a particular role or for particular people because of their gender expression or their sexuality or their age or anything. We strongly encourage people to learn how to lead, to learn how to follow, and to try dancing with everybody. It makes for a much better vibe and it means you're less likely to get stuck waiting for a partner because you're being particular.
Thank you so much for that. Laura, anything else to add?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with Greg. Like, it's a great point. It's like, especially if you want something social to do, but you're not 100% sure. Like when I came to Queens, I didn't really know what I wanted to do at all. And it's sort of like, now this club and like Monday lessons have been sort of a staple. They're like, it's my one thing I look forward to every week. And I think that applies to a lot of people who come to swing dance, and I would be happy for more people to come and have the same experience. So please come. Even though it's in the end of the school year, if you can't come this school year, come next school year. I think we have a few sort of things kicking around in the summer, but they're not really QSDC things. They're more just fun swing dance.
No, we'll don't quote us on that. We probably will have some, we'll likely have something in the summer,
Yeah, so.
think. Oh, yeah, follow our social media. We'll let you know. There will be swing dancing in the summer.
Awesome. All righty. So, folks, we have been chatting with Greg Hicks and Laura Bernier of the Queens Swing Dance Club all about their fun club activities. And, Greg, remind us about the big event and when it is.
March 28th and 29th, but the main show will be the evening of March 29th. Doors open at 6:30, lesson starts around 7, band goes on at 8. Full 3-hour concert with three sets and breaks. It'll be a hoot.
All right. So, sounds like a great time. Have a lot of fun at that event. And thank you so much for joining us here on CFRC during our club takeover. Appreciate your time, folks.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It was lots of fun.